What if the U.S. government demanded to see your company's most advanced technology 90 days before you could release it to the public? For America's leading AI developers, that's no longer a hypothetical. This week, a planned executive order is set to give the National Security Agency an unprecedented early look at powerful new AI models. The era of permissionless innovation in AI is facing a major reality check. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a seismic shift in the AI landscape. First, the U.S. government is moving from watchdog to gatekeeper with a wave of new state and federal actions that will fundamentally change how AI is deployed. Second, we'll break down the new technical standard that's being called the USB-C for AI and what it means for enterprise integration. And finally, a look at the next frontier, AI that doesn't just write emails, but understands the physical world.
It's a critical moment. We're moving from abstract capabilities to concrete rules and real-world industrial applications.
Troy, let's start with regulation. For years, the U.S. has had a lighter touch than Europe, but it seems like that's changing fast. What's happening?
It's a multi-front push, happening at both the state and federal levels. As of May 22, 2026, we've seen significant new laws enacted. Connecticut passed a comprehensive bill, SB 5, that mandates consumer disclosures for chatbots and requires labeling for all AI-generated content. Minnesota has signed a new law focused on child safety on social media, targeting algorithmic harms.
So a growing patchwork of state rules, that sounds like a compliance nightmare for companies operating nationwide.
Exactly. And it's not just about content. Colorado's law, for instance, requires companies to implement formal risk management programs for any high-risk AI systems. This is a very direct parallel to Europe's approach.
But the really big news this week seems to be coming from the federal level.
That's right. A new executive order is being prepared by the Trump administration, which would mandate that developers of powerful AI models provide the government with access up to 90 days before a public release. The National Security Agency, the NSA, would be responsible for determining which models are powerful enough to require this scrutiny.
Why now? What's the immediate threat they're trying to manage?
The stated goal is to test for dangerous capabilities and identify vulnerabilities. The administration is signaling a major policy shift, taking the national security threats from advanced AI far more seriously.
So, how does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
If you're a U.S. manufacturer using AI for critical processes, like safety monitoring on an assembly line or designing new components, those systems could be classified as high risk under state laws like Colorado's, triggering new audit and disclosure requirements. European manufacturers selling into the U.S. will now face this fragmented compliance landscape on top of their own AI Act obligations.
And for trading companies and distributors bringing AI-powered software into the U.S. market?
Your legal exposure has just increased significantly. You need to demand transparency from your software vendors. Is their AI compliant with Connecticut's disclosure laws? Does it meet California's data transparency rules? You are now on the hook for ensuring the tools you sell meet these varied standards.
So, what's the actionable insight for an executive this week?
Don't wait for a single federal law to create clarity. Your legal and IT teams need to start a state-by-state AI compliance audit immediately. Identify every AI tool you use, categorize its risk level, and map it against the emerging laws in states like Colorado, Connecticut, and California. This is no longer a future problem. It's a present-day operational risk.
Okay, from the rules of the road to the road itself. There's a huge amount of buzz around a new standard called the Model Context Protocol, or MCP. The articles are calling it the USB-C for AI agents. Troy, can you translate that for us?
It's an excellent analogy. For years, connecting an AI agent to your company software, like HubSpot, Microsoft 365, or your ERP system, required complex, custom-coded integrations for each connection. It was a major bottleneck. MCP creates a single, universal standard for that connection.
So instead of a dozen different cables and adapters, you just have one port that works for everything?
Precisely. It allows any MCP-compliant AI agent to talk to any MCP-compliant enterprise system without custom code. This is why it has seen explosive adoption. All the major players, OpenAI, Google DeepMind, Anthropic, Microsoft, have built-in native support. The Linux Foundation is now reporting over 10,000 public MCP servers online as of early 2026.
10,000 servers is a serious footprint. Why does this matter so much for a manufacturer in Ohio or Germany?
Because it dramatically lowers the barrier to deploying real, working AI. You can now connect an AI agent to your factory's production management software to monitor for anomalies, or link it to your supply chain database to automate inventory reordering. Previously, that was a 6-month custom IT project. With MCP, it's becoming a plug-and-play solution. This accelerates industrial automation significantly.
What about trading companies? They often sit between multiple systems.
This is a massive opportunity. Trading and distribution companies can now use MCP to build AI agents that seamlessly bridge their own systems with those of their partners, suppliers, and customers. Think of an agent that can track a shipment in a partner's logistics system, update your own ERP, and then notify the customer via their preferred communication tool, all without human intervention.
So, what's the immediate action for executives?
Make MCP compliance a mandatory requirement in your procurement process for any new AI software. Task your CTO to identify the top 3 manual, data-intensive workflows in your business that could be automated by an AI agent now that the integration problem is effectively solved. The speed of deployment has just gone up by an order of magnitude.
Troy, let's shift to the frontier of AI capabilities. We've all seen AI generate text and images, but the next wave seems to be about interacting with the physical world. At Google I/O, they just announced something called Gemini Omni. What is it?
Google is positioning Gemini Omni as an AI world model. This is a critical distinction. It's not just a multimodal model that accepts text, audio, and video inputs. It's designed to have an internal understanding of real-world dynamics and physics.
What does that mean in practice?
A key feature is its ability to generate video based on more accurate physical laws. Early AI video often looks strange, objects moving illogically, gravity not quite working. Omni aims to fix that. This is part of a broader academic push to create what are being called World Action Models, or WAMs.
WAMs. So these are different from the AI we use today.
Yes. Most current AI models are reactive. They see an input and produce an output. A world action model integrates a predictive model of the world with an action generator. It can ask, what would happen if I did this, and simulate the outcome before acting. This allows for far more sophisticated planning and problem solving.
This sounds tailor-made for industrial applications. How would a US or European manufacturer use this?
The implications are profound. You can use a model like Omni to create a physically accurate digital twin of your entire production line. Before you invest millions in new robotic arms, you can have the AI simulate their operation, identify bottlenecks, and optimize the workflow in a virtual environment. It also accelerates R&D. Argonne National Laboratory is already using similar AI and high-performance computing to design novel materials, predicting their properties before they are ever synthesized.
For trading companies, this seems a bit more abstract. Where's the angle for them?
It opens up new markets for simulation as a service. A logistics company could use a world model to simulate and optimize complex port operations or warehouse layouts, factoring in real-world physics for container stacking and vehicle movement. Distributors will be selling the specialized software and hardware needed to run these models.
What should an executive team be considering right now?
It's time to move beyond thinking of AI as just a language tool. Start a pilot project to create a digital twin for a single critical asset, one machine or one part of your assembly line. Begin exploring how these emerging world models can make that simulation predictive, not just descriptive. This is the foundation for the next generation of industrial automation.
Finally, Troy, let's touch on the competitive horse race. In the critical area of reasoning, who's currently leading the pack?
As of May 2026, the benchmarks are very clear. Anthropic's Claude Mythos preview is dominating. One benchmark from BenchLLM.ai gives it a score of 99, well ahead of Alibaba's Qwen 3.7 at 92 and OpenAI's GPT 5.5 at 91.
What does a reasoning benchmark actually measure? Is it just about solving math problems?
It's more than that. The tests, like those from LLM Stats, are designed to measure logical and multi-step inference. The key is the model's ability to derive new conclusions, not just recall facts it was trained on. These reasoning-focused models consistently outperform general models by 10 to 20 points on these tasks.
So this is about accuracy and logic, not necessarily speed or creativity.
Precisely. This makes them suitable for high-stakes applications where getting the correct, logically sound answer is paramount. Anthropic is also targeting this commercially, launching a Claude for Small Business offering that integrates with tools like QuickBooks and HubSpot, bringing this advanced reasoning into everyday business processes.
What's the clear opportunity here for our listeners in manufacturing and trading?
For manufacturers, these models are ideal for complex root cause analysis and quality control, optimizing multi-stage production schedules, or even de-conflicting engineering specifications. For trading companies, they can be applied to sophisticated contract analysis, identifying risks and obligations across hundreds of pages of legal text, or performing advanced scenario planning for market volatility.
And the actionable takeaway?
Identify one high-value analytical task in your organization that is currently a bottleneck because it requires a senior expert. Frame this as a challenge to evaluate a reasoning-focused model like Mythos. Don't think of it as a replacement, but as a powerful analytical co-pilot for your best people, amplifying their expertise.
All right, Troy, a lot to process this week. Let's boil it down. What are the three key takeaways for executives?
First, the U.S. AI regulatory environment is no longer a future concern. A complex patchwork of state laws and impending federal oversight is here now. Proactive compliance and risk assessment are non-negotiable.
Second,
the era of complex custom AI integrations is ending. The standardization through the Model Context Protocol, or MCP, means AI agent deployment is becoming faster, cheaper, and more scalable. If you aren't leveraging this, you're falling behind.
And the final takeaway?
The frontier of AI is moving into the physical world. World models that understand physics will revolutionize manufacturing, logistics, and R&D. Leaders should be launching pilot programs for digital twins and simulation now to build the institutional knowledge needed to capitalize on this shift.
Three clear directives: address compliance, accelerate integration, and start simulating the future. Excellent. That's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence. We're here to help you separate the signal from the noise and turn technological change into a competitive advantage.
Thank you for joining us.
Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a briefing. We'll be back next week with the latest intelligence.